You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's finished here at Wormhole Park. Everton Women 1, Manchester City 2. A spirited performance from the Toffees, but unfortunately it wasn't quite enough in the end to find that equaliser later on in the game. Everton went 1-0 behind early in the first half, but fought back incredibly well with Rika Savecki pulling the Blues level just before half-time from a well-worked corner. And Everton seems to be on the ascendancy, but half-time came, City came out after half-time on the front foot and managed to get an early goal in the second half. Bunny Shaw scoring yet again for Manchester City. She's on fire this season, and you can see with her movement, with her power, with her pace and her clinical finishes as well, you can see exactly why she's one of the top scorers in Europe at the moment. A fantastic player. But as I say, Everton battled incredibly well throughout. Rika Savecki was unbelievable at the back, not just, you know, because of her goal, but she was incredible as well. Emily Ramsey in goal, another superb performance from her. Probably unlucky for City's second goal, sort of seems to lose the flight of the ball in the floodlights, but other than that, absolutely superb from Ramsey. Probably being a bit harsh even to criticise her for it, to be honest with you, because she was absolutely incredible. As I say, performances all over the pitch. Lucy Graham again playing at right wing back, just it's just such a it's her position now. She's absolutely incredible. She was battling all game, she got forward well. Megan Finnegan at the back, another player who was superb. Gabby George, I mean, to be honest, it's difficult. It really is difficult to pick out a single player because every player performs so well. And as I keep saying, it's against such a top side. Manchester City are full of internationals. Obviously, they've spent a lot of money on their team. They've spent a lot of money on their facilities. They're bound to attract the best players. But for us to have matched them for such large parts of the game, we can be very proud of our performance today. And certainly, we can't let our heads drop. We've got to keep our heads going. The players are coming over. As I'm talking to a standing ovation from the supporters, and they deserve it because they gave everything today. It just wasn't enough in the end, but we've got to stick with it. We've got to keep going, and we've got to keep putting these performances in. The wins will come against these big sides. I'm sure of it. The quality in our side now, and the quality of the football is getting there. Maybe we need to be a little bit more adventurous going forward. I'd like to see us get the ball forward a bit more quickly sometimes, if that was any criticism whatsoever. But you know, fair play, we stuck to the game plan and we played the ball, you know, played the ball around, and we did create chances in the end. We were unlucky not to have. I believe I haven't seen a replay. I thought that we should have had a penalty as well later on in the second. You know, later on in the game, I thought that there was a very good shout for handball. I'd like to see the replay. You know, obviously I only get one view of it from the stand. Other than that, you know, Aggie Beaver-Jones came on. She was fantastic, ran them ragged. She was absolutely brilliant. She had a shot deflected wide just after she came off the bench. Again, Aggie Beaver-Jones, what a fantastic player. And One player we probably missed today was Jess Park. Jess couldn't play against their parent club, which we all knew. But as I say, the players who played in their stead were more than up to the task, and we just couldn't quite find that second breakthrough. But yeah, proud of our players, proud of our girls, proud of our supporters for carrying on right till the final whistle. You know, we really tried to keep the players going. And yeah, that's all we can ask for. You know, if we sing and we support the players, all we can ask for is that they give everything, and they certainly did that today. So, you know, although I'm disappointed with the results, I can't for a second say I'm disappointed with the players. What a superb performance. Anyway, next up at Walton Hall Park, I've only got one more game here now till the new year, playing Durham on the 17th of December in the County Cup. So that's your last chance to get down to Walton Hall Park before the new year. So make sure you get your tickets very quickly. They sell out very quickly these days. Another sellout crowd today. So make sure you get your Durham tickets. Go on the official website. Four tickets. If you're a season ticket holder, you get them for free. But just make sure you go on and select season ticket holder. Log into your account and you'll get up to four free tickets. But for now, that's us. Me and Sarah will be back on midweek to discuss this game in full, and to look forward to next week's game against Sheffield United in the County Cup. Until then, well played, Everton. Congratulations, City. Up the Toffees.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.